Good morning, MMA Legal. You're speaking with Aaron. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing? I've received a message for yourself yesterday. It was regarding medical records, I think.
Yes, perfect, Charles. Thank you very much for giving me a call. Just for data protection, Charles, can you confirm your address and date of birth for me, please?
Sure. It's 35 Main Street, flat 18, Bonnybridge, FK418F, and 512 is my date of birth.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. Yes, I was just giving you a call, just trying to find out where you're registered with your GP. We have sent off medical records. We have sent off subject access request records to the local authorities, but I can see that we haven't sent off any to your to like a doctor's or anything like that. Sending subject access requests isn't something that I specifically do. But yesterday, obviously, we were tasked just to help our team out. So I jumped onto your file and was looking through. And then obviously, yeah, could see that we didn't have a GP. So we're trying to find that information out. Medical records. So whereabouts are you registered with your GP?
Sorry, I need to just get the address. It's in Bonnybridge, 2 seconds.
That's okay. If you just tell me the medical name, medical practice name, I can grab all the details myself.
2 seconds, because there's two right next to each other. So that's
okay,
it. Antonine Medical Practice.
Could you spell that for me?
A-N-T-O-N-I-N-E.
O-N-I-N-E.
Yeah, medical practice.
Medical practice. Is that in Bonnybridge as well, is it?
That's it.
Okay. That's the health centre on Larbert Road.
Aye, that's right, aye.
Perfect, not a problem. I'll add that to your case file and then we'll send off a subject access request on you,
right.
The medical practice. So with obviously everything all in order now, and as I said, the subject access requests have been sent.
Aye.
We normally give these institutions around about one calendar month to get back to ourselves. Obviously, with some of the records being quite historic, you can imagine that some places can take longer and request for an extension on that time frame. We'll keep you up to date the best we can, but obviously you will hear from us once we've received all of your records to go through your records and see what we can do and use as evidence to strengthen your case towards the Scottish Redress Scheme. So that'll be the next kind of contact you'll have from ourselves.
So this
is the only part where it's kind of like a waiting game now. Just to reassure you that you're not really sat there twiddling your thumbs or wondering what's going on. All right, Charles. Whilst I've got you though, is there anything else that I can help you with or anything like that?
No. How come you changed your number again? I saved the MMA Legal and then this along the 555 number come up.
So what it is, the old number that we were calling you off, which was ending in 0816, that was an external dialer that we were using. This number now that we're using, into our systems and software, we've created a dialer. So we can just be on your case file and click call instead of copy and pasting your number into the dialer. So this is our new number moving forward. It's a new system that we're using.
Right.
This is the number to use moving forward
now. Right, that's it. Well, I'll save it on my phone. Right, but anyway, that's all I need. Aye, that's fine.
No problem, Charles. Thank you very much for returning my call. I'll jump on sending that request out straight away.
Right, no problem. Right, catch you later.
No worries, Charles. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now.